Our next presenter is David Shaklin. He's going to be speaking on scaling up community-based services in Senegal's national health system. So I'm very pleased to say that David was the senior health specialist for the Child Fund International until August of 2012, where he provided senior technical leadership in the development and implementation of evidence-based and integrated health and nutrition programs. Previously, he served as the acting health director for USAID Bolivia. He also worked for 12 years as director of the international programs Cure Americas Global, formerly the Andean Rural Healthcare. He holds a master's in public health and nutrition from the Harvard School of Public Health. David.
Almost didn't make it. I was on the other side of the parade, and so I'm really glad to be here. Thank you very much. Let's see if I can. I worked for Child Fund International for 6 years until August, and the privilege was to serve as the technical health backstop for this Senegal program that I'm going to be describing to you today. I'm going to describe a five-year project right now. There's quite a history to it, and I'll be getting into that. But currently, Child Fund International is leading a consortium of international partners, including Africare, Plan International, World Vision, Catholic Relief Services, many Senegalese NGOs, local community-based organizations. It's a five-year project, about $45 million in scale. And as you'll be hearing about, we continue to evolve, continue to expand, and there is a shift now from what has been largely a rural program into one that includes urban areas. And we address additional areas of need, including neglected tropical diseases and female genital cutting through our Health Hut and outreach site system. Please don't get lost in these details. This just is to indicate that we have depended upon U.S. government funding for since 1998. So for 14 years, we've been working on this Health Hut project, beginning in just two districts with a target population of 137,000 women, infants, and children. That's growing now. Our goal in 2016 is to reach over 70% of the population. That's over 9 million people. There's, with this history, this 14-year history and moving forward, we've learned quite a lot and have been able to build upon previous mistakes and successes. Most crucial, I believe, is the formative research that we did early on with communities to look at community structures, awareness, knowledge, practices, communication styles, communication modes within the communities, and that helped us to structure our messages, actions, and strategies. It also gave us an opportunity to learn how to develop these health huts and to replicate them. We began in further projects to expand this activity to other areas, to do a better job of liaising with the ministry at local levels, and to begin formulating really a unified vision for health. Additional services were added, such as tuberculosis, malaria, and nutrition, and we in the last project, standardized our community-based maternal child health activities. We coordinated with even more partners and moved toward national scale-up. Here's a health hut in life. This is a three-component project. The first one, improving the quality of and access to information products and services at health huts and outreach sites. Outreach sites are identical to health huts, except we don't have a physical structure, and the staff work out of an MOH health post. A second component is to foster community ownership and improve the linkages with our local Ministry of Health folks and with the development partners in the communities. And finally, with this project, we're really trying to pull this together and foster a national ownership for this community health strategies that harmonizes with national policy. What is our strategy? It's essentially community mobilization based. And as I mentioned, formative research early on helped us identify multiple groups who provide consistent, iterative health messages and practices, practice promotion among the population. So the kinds of folks we have are project community mobilizers who mentor and who supervise our community health hut staff, our community health workers and volunteers that include trained traditional birth attendants, health volunteers, educators, and health committee members. We have tuberculosis groups, we have youth groups, pregnant women groups. Grandmothers have proved a very strategic grouping who have helped us enormously in terms of messaging, as well as community leaders. Health huts are very simple structures and provide services where there were none previously or where they were severely limited due to distance, cost, et cetera. They are geographically defined service areas, so we are able to assure that everyone in geographic areas, districts, have access to these services and messages. Health huts serve as really a focal point in the community to channel the many vertical programs, the stovepipe programs, if you will, of a Ministry of Health in one setting in a non-threatening way so that community members can come in and inquire as well as we have that local base to reach out to groups through individuals through groups and as well as home visits. There are minimum packages established for neonatal and prenatal care, infants, children under five, and mothers. We have more specific packages for very common illnesses that can be managed, and community case management allows us to have first-line treatment in the communities by these health providers in such things as pneumonia, malaria, diarrhea. We also continue with operations research in communities on selected topics in order to improve the quality of our services, and to, most recently in Senegal, to introduce reproductive health and family planning services. As I mentioned, women and children are our primary focus. We work through group methods as well as home visitations. Activities are conducted in these group settings, such as monitoring children for malnutrition, individual counseling based on the data that's created through these monitoring sessions. We have regular education sessions in communities, and during those, we promote and practice together behaviors that are useful to improve health. Community leaders participate in local service, and actually in a lot of these sessions, but also in the leadership in terms of community health structures. As I mentioned before, grandmothers are very important and pivotal in the communities, influencing various groups, including daughters-in-laws, sons, daughters, husbands, community leaders. They have an influential voice, and they have proved to be a very productive channel for us. I mentioned this is a national program, or scaling up to a national program, reaching over 70% of the population, over 9 million folks. While it's particularly an MCH-focused project, of course, we provide services to everyone in communities, and particularly important are the linkages to health services. Outcomes that we hope are, of course, to get up the number of health huts and outreach sites to over 4,000 by the end of the project period, Component B is very important for us, that we integrate Health Huts and outreach sites into the MOH data system, monitoring system, and performance-based financing system that is in development. So this is definitely a work in progress. And developing an explicit shared national community health policy, which we don't quite have yet. Successes have included a great increase in awareness, demand, and use of public health services, MCH services, through Health Huts and sites. A broad task shifting from non-existent or very sparse health professionals to cadres of community-based workers and volunteers. Effective use of formative research. Multiple partner management and participation, and an explicit acknowledgement of the role of civil society in promoting and really stimulating this community-based health movement. Outcomes include a very rapid advance in under five year mortality rates. It's dropping now in Senegal at a rate of about 10% a year, and with the goal of meeting the Millennium Development Goal by 2015 in reach. We had a horrendous maternal mortality rate of 670 in 1990. That's been cut in half. We won't meet the MDG, but we're getting there. Finally, national child malnutrition rates have declined significantly. In areas where we were working where there was no or limited services, we've cut malnutrition rates on the order of threefold, from about 40% to 12 or 13%. Challenges include, of course, uneven implementation, coverage, quality, and support. Our implementation has been poorly documented, and it's largely an unevaluated project. We've also not been able to sort out the effects of our services from other socioeconomic factors that are evolving as well in this country, and year-to-year funding of the national health system remains unpredictable. Thank you very much.